VWA, K4 VWA.
K4 VWA, W4 DJW.
You reached lunch earlier today, and I just finished a big fish plate over here at the fish camp. Oh, it was good. So you're ready to fly, huh?
Well, I'm mounting the antennas, you know, one in a horizontal plane and one in a vertical plane, and then I've got to more securely secure the receiver from moving around. But those two things and my batteries come in, I'll be ready to go. How many batteries did you say you had?
S2200 and 1 RS2200.
Okay, if we get a good day before my batteries comes in, that'll be enough for both of us. And I can bring a battery charger out there, too, that'll top them off as we use them. I know you got one, too. Both. I left my radio on. Both of them going, we should be able to stay in the air a long time.
I'm just looking at the weight ratios and all some of that stuff. We ought to have good, solid, easy 10 to 15 minute flights out of that thing using a lot of battery. Or, using a lot of throttle.
Yeah, that's hot rodding it. I was watching you without hot rodding, we could probably stretch it out to 30, 45 minutes. I was watching a video of one earlier today, that Painless 360 guy, and he was standing out in the middle of a field, like park flying, not like where there's a runway. And he was just coming past himself at about 6 inches off the ground. Not going really very fast, but he just make low passes. It looked like he was having a blast.
Listen, how's this little radio doing? This is at, 25 part. Am I making a difference?
You were rock solid until just a few seconds ago. You're not going past that intersection at 81 and 29, are you? That PLC over there at that red light at Highway 81 and 29, it messes up every radio. I think Ken or Patrick 1 was going through there a few minutes ago, and it was messing him up, too.
No, I'm over here at Lake Bowen. I'm on Foster Road going back towards National Highway. Up in the north end of Lake Bowen.
Okay, well, when you first pinged me, you were great. You were rock solid in there. Now you're a little scratchy. It's not like you're not readable, but it's like you're a little scratchy.
But it's doing good. I'm happy with this little radio. I'm looking for the truck. Now, I think you can go down in a hole, though, so I might get real scratchy. I'm hoping one day next week we'll be able to get out there.
You know those little widgets of foam that were in the holes where the servos for the flaps were? What'd you do with those? Do you still have yours?
Yeah, everything came out of there, but I'm not following what you're talking about. Now, there was some circular foam on the aileron. You didn't take that off, did you?
No, I'm not talking about that. I'm talking about if you're not going to put flaps on, they put a blank for a servo made out of styrofoam, EPP, in the hole where the servo would go. They filled it with that. Well, I put servos in those holes, so I got those two blocks of foam that if you put them together and you slide them down in the fuselage over the receiver, they will hold the receiver right in place, perfectly hold it secure in place, and they're pushed up against the sidewalls of the fuselage on the inside, so they're kind of self-secure. I just thought I'd let you know.
Okay. Well, I put my receiver, when you put the battery down in there and you put it up towards the nose so that you can get your CG. See, I had to put my battery up towards the CG, towards the nose to get it to balance right. Did you have to do that?
I haven't even tried balancing it yet or seen what it would look like balanced. But I slid the receiver is in the cockpit compartment all the way to the back so that you don't see all the wires, the pins are pointing to the back because it's got to do that to stabilize. It's got to have pins pointing to the back, riding facing up, antennas coming out toward the front in order to, to do a stabilization thing, which we won't use once we put a flight controller, but before we put the flight controller in there, we'll use that. So it slid all the way back, and now you don't see any servo wires except for the one that comes up for the speed controller, and that's it.
Right, right. Roger, roger. So, yeah, there is a hump right in the center of the cockpit on the cockpit floor, and I put my receiver right behind that towards the tail.
Okay, that's about the length of the receiver further forward than mine is. Mine is right there in that same spot, but slid back about the length of the receiver. And if you take those two little widgets of foam and you put them together, you have to cut off about a millimeter off of each one of face. And then you put the two faces together, like with hot melt glue or something, you know, to stick them together. Then they'll straddle. They build a little bridge that sits right over top of the receiver, and they hit the outside inside walls of the fuselage sides. Anyway, I just thought I'd let you know. It's kind of a free way to keep that receiver from moving around. You don't have to totally depend on the double-sided sticky tape to keep it from popping loose.
If I add flaps, then I'll make sure I keep that in mind. Now, it's going to float. It's going to float like crazy initially, because it don't have the FPV load in there. But once we get that FPV load in there, I think it'll be just fine. I can't imagine it not going ahead, settling right in, and not needing the flaps at that point.
Well, I think you're going to have to go out far enough that you can get low enough that you can change the angle of attack to altitude or attitude with its nose high without it climbing, without enough speed to make it climb in order to do what you're saying. So that means you got to go like past the airplane sheds where they keep the airplanes and circle around and come back up that way and get it closer and closer to the runway with less and less power until you can get a high angle of attack on the nose and then power it up to you to do what you're talking about. Otherwise, if you just come down from above, it's just going to sail right past you. It's going to be like the Radian. It's just going to say bye-bye and go right past you.
And I'm kind of used to that with the Cadet. Because, you know how the Cadet is. He just wants to hang up there by a string. So, yeah, that'd be fine.
Yeah, you got to get it low and slow way out. And then you can add power. And then you can walk it right up to you. I mean, it's going to be that easy to fly. You'll be able to, if you can get a nose-high angle of attack with no climbing, you're slow enough not to be climbing, then you can just fly it right up to you and catch it in your hand.
Yep. Well, it's going to be fun. You know, the only thing we need right now?
Good weather. No wind. I've been watching the time-lapse photography. Those trees are like, they're all over the place.
Either. It is swirling. The direction is just swirling all around. It changes direction all constantly. And that just makes it so choppy. And, anyhow, on average today I've seen 6 steady and up to 12. And that's just a little too much for me. So, you know what? I'm telling you, it was absolutely dead calm. It was beautiful at my place up until about 9:30, 10 o'clock, and then it picked up.
So yours is all ready to go. You could have gone out there and hand launched it. I don't know that I would have the patience to resist the urge to go do that if I were you. But anyway.
Oh, listen, I was sitting there eating oysters and popcorn shrimp tonight, sitting across from my good-looking lady, and, buddy, let me tell you what, in the background, I can hear that thing calling my name.
Yeah, it is good. It has been a while, too, since we had any good weather. Anyway, I won't keep you. Just want to let you know it's ready. I'm ready now. I caught up to you, just about. Just a few more things to button down, and I'll be ready.
Yep, and as soon as I get back, well, I'll probably wait until tomorrow afternoon. I'll do that 9, 10, and 12 stabilization update.
Oh, yeah, that'd be nice to have. I mean, because this one you're going to be able to take your eyes off of it. Or, I mean, you can, like, look down at your transmitter and then look back. It's not like the ones we've been flying. They're going so fast that you don't want to take your eyes off of it. It won't be the same. It'll be like a gentle glider. It can hang. It'll be where it was when your eyes left it when you look back.
It's going to be I'll be right back. Okay. Wanted to know when we were going to fly, and I just looked at it and said, when the wind goes away.
Yeah, that's all we're waiting on now. Just a good day, a good time. And I don't know if that's, if I heard Ken saying it was 70 degrees out there today. I didn't realize that, but it was kind of windy. When it's warm like that and there's no wind.
That would make it perfect. Yes, sir. As a matter of fact, I'm looking at the brush along the side of the road as we go home right now, and some of the brush is laying over. I would imagine right now it's probably running 10 to 15 mile an hour. So, yeah, today just wasn't the day. Well, listen, you go have a good evening, bud, and I'll be checking in on the net tonight. And, let's see, this is Friday night. I think, what is my group? It's U through Z. I think we're up first tonight. So I'll make sure I'm in there. So, anyhow, you have a good evening. And I'll talk to you later, big guy. And, hey, just be on the ready. Because I'm ready.
Yeah, I just pulled up the weather feed, the national weather feed. It's 66 degrees and 17 mile an hour winds out of the south. Anyway, I'll be ready to catch you on the net tonight. KN4 VWA, W4 DJ, W Clear.
Roger, roger, bud. Have a good evening. KN4 VWA Clear.
4 VWA, KO4 ULP.
Hey, KN4 VWA. What's up, Alexander?
I'm just wanting to get a contact in here. I got a question. Is it KN4VWA, is it KO4VWA, or is it K4VWA?
November 4, Victor Whiskey Alpha.
KN4VWA. Alright, I feel like I have it the wrong way in my logbook. I'll have to check.
Alexander, I'm one of a kind here. You gotta get that right. Oh, yes, KN4VWA, bud.
I have it correct in my logbook. I just remembered it wrong.
Well, you know why, don't you?
I didn't catch that. You try again?
I said, you know why, right?
What?
KO4, HKX, and then there's, Russell, I believe he's KO4. Anyhow, there's a couple of guys on the net and on that you've been talking to that are KOs that have very, very similar suffixes.
What surprises me is, I'm not sure, but there's another operator, and his call sign is KO4VWO. It's almost VWA, just one letter different.
Yep, yep, I think I know who you're talking about. Yep. Well, so what are you up to today? Just get some contacts after school?
Yeah, been up to nothing really much, and, just did school and played with my brother a little bit, then he went to go pick up my cousin from high school, and they just came back anyway, but, And during that time, when he went to go pick up my cousin, I just pretty much sat here in the shack, and, there was some people talking. I didn't really want to interrupt them, and it was after they were done, nobody was on, and then, just pretty much sat around here, and I was going to organize the shack, but I just really didn't want to tackle it, even though it really needs to be tackled.
Slacker. Let's get it done now.
I talked to my cousin, and maybe Sunday or something, with a woman's help who's good at organizing, I'll get it done.
Now, that's not exactly a politically correct statement. Are you saying that women are better at organizing than men?
Well, I think generally yes, but, yeah.
Okay, just be careful how you say that. Who you say that in front of, somebody will give you the new woke correction on that, okay? We're not supposed to recognize gender in any abilities.
That just sounds wrong in my opinion.
I knew I liked you. You're going to be all right, bud. A practical approach to everyday things is always good and always works. So, all right. Well, I am headed for the house. I just had a big fish dinner over on Lake Bowen, and I am going to go back to the house and sit back and look at the inside of my eyelids for a little bit.
You're going to have a nice snooze then.
Are you taking Spanish in school?
No.
Well, then you may... Well, you should still understand this word. I'm going to have a siesta.
I've heard it, but, I'm not remembering the meaning.
Okay, in Spanish, there's two words. There's fiesta and siesta. Well, fiesta is a party where everybody is up and about and active and having a good time. And then there's a siesta. And in old Mexico and southwestern United States, when it would get so hot, they would take a siesta at 4 o'clock in the afternoon. And then beat the heat and then get back up and go back to work. And that's what you call an afternoon nap.
It's 5 o'clock.
My day didn't start until 9 o'clock this morning. I slept late. So, there you go.
I have a question. There in the net, they call like Alpha through Mike, like groups of check-ins. How do I know which group am I supposed to check in?
Okay, now, when you're talking about a net check-in, is that correct? Okay, now, when you're referring to check-in procedure and your turn to check-in, generally a net is going to check-in in alphabetical order. The alphabetical order is determined by the person calling the net, and like with the 146610 net, they'll do A through D, and then E through hotel, or H, and they'll work their way down the alphabetical list. Well, give me your call. What is your call?
4ULP, Kilo Oscar 4 Uniform Lima Papa.
Okay, so in the 610 net, your suffix, which is the group of letters that begins after your region zone number, is U. Alright, so the first letter of the suffix is the letter that you listen for your alphabetical group. Make sense?
Well, that does, but I'm normally just, normally supposed to get to bed, so my mom doesn't want me to stay up here too long, so normally I just, before the net, normally I just, just as soon as there's, a time for me to jump in, I'll right away jump in. I didn't really know what the groups were for, but, what do they do if, somebody, gets out of the order? Do they, what would be, what I'm saying is, should I do that?
The cops by and they pick you up for execution.
Been so fast, I didn't quite catch that.
I was just teasing. Nobody's going to bring the world down on you for checking in early or out of turn. In fact, it's not an uncommon occurrence for folks to jump in if they're in a hurry and they got to go somewhere, and they say, please excuse checking out of turn. I got to check in so that I can go ahead and check out. So, if that's the case, don't worry about it. Go ahead and check in. Now, what is bedtime for you, 9?
Down there.
Okay. Now, there is a couple of ways that you can get around this now. you know you can do a early pre-check-in by going on your computer and checking in early. And, well, now, you don't have a cell phone, do you?
iPad here, and I have done the pre-check-in. It's just not nearly as fun as actually doing the real thing.
Wholeheartedly. But there is one more way around that. Now, if you've got a computer or a tablet, now, I know you've probably heard of Echolink.
Notice that they do call Echolink stations first, and I do have Echolink on my iPad.
Now, that's one way to satisfy Mom with the bedtime requirement at 9 o'clock. Go ahead and do your Echolink check-in, and that way, you know, you're not... Well, all right, now, tonight, if I'm not mistaken, tonight is U through Z on the 610 net first. Okay? So what you would do is tonight they'll do the pre-check-ins, and then they'll do the Echo Link, and you can jump right in and be in bed by 9:15. Now, on nights that the rest of the week when we are, and see, I'm in the same suffix group as you are. So on nights when we're going to be the dead last, then you can do your Echo Link check-in and be just fine.
I'll keep that in mind, and supper is ready downstairs, so I have to go eat, and supper let you go here, so 7-3, this is KO4ULP, and I'll be clear after your final speed.
And I will talk to you again soon. Anytime you got a question about something like that, just let me know, and you have a good evening. Hope you enjoy your supper. Tell your dad I said hello. KN4VWA, clear?
BW, KN4VWA.
Good.
I was thinking about, you talked to me about that HF rig the other day. I've been looking at it and thinking about it. I might actually be interested in that if you thought about what you were wanting for it and you don't mind letting me know.
$4,510.12.
Big number.
But I'll give you a real good discount.
I don't mind texting you about it later or anything. You don't have to worry about it right now. I just wanted to check in with you since I heard you on the repeater. I was sitting here in the ham shack.
I tell you what, let me just go ahead and give you one of my phone numbers, okay?
I have it. I texted you the other week about the electrician you were looking for, as long as that's still the same number.
Yes, sir. Roger, roger, roger. That's it. That's cool. Yeah, just, I'll tell you what I'll do. I've just pulled into the Hacienda, and I need to get some groceries in. We've been down to Sam's, and I got to get some stuff in. So let me get that stuff in. And let me look on here and make sure I've got your number, okay? Hold just 1 minute. 4 digits of your cell phone number. Gotcha, gotcha. I'll get that texted out to you shortly here, okay?
In a hurry, just at your convenience. I'm not in a hurry at all. I'm a patient person.
Yeah. All right, give me your call sign one more time.
Charlie Tango Whiskey.
Whiskey 4, Charlie Tango Whiskey. Got it. All right. I will get that texted over to you shortly. KN4, BWA. I'm clear.
W, I'll be clear as well.